On November 1st, 1959, the population of New York City was 8,042,783. If you laid all these people end to end, figuring an average height of 5 feet 6.5 inches, they would reach from Times Square to the outskirts of Karachi, Pakistan. I know facts like this because I'd worked for an insurance company, Consolidated Life of New York. We're one of the top 5 companies in the country. Our home office has 31,259 employees, which is more than the entire population of Natchez, Mississippi. I work on the 19th floor, Ordinary Policy Department, Premium Accounting Division, Section W, Desk Number 861. My name is C.C. Baxter, C for Calvin, C for Clifford, however most people call me Bud. I've been with Consolidated for 3 years and 10 months, and my take-home pay is $94.70 a week. The hours in our department are 8:50 to 5:20. They're staggered by floors so that 16 elevators can handle the 31,259 employees without a serious traffic jam. As for myself, I very often stay on at the office and work for an extra hour or two, especially when the weather is bad. It's not that I'm overly ambitious, it's just a way of killing time until it's all right for me to go home. You see, I have this little problem with my apartment. I live in the West 60s, just half a block from Central Park. My rent is $85 a month. It used to be 80 until last July when Mrs. Lieberman, the landlady, put in a second-hand air conditioning unit. It's a real nice apartment. It's nothing fancy, but kind of cozy. Just right for a bachelor. The only problem is I can't always get in when I want to.